Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Overcome of Holiness, the place where the people are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. I am Pastor Natalie Franklin, and I'm glad you tuned in. Listen to us every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. The call-in number is Ericode 515-602-9796. God in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to thank you right now, God. Thank you for your goodness, your love, your kindness, and your mercy, God. God, we just thank you for last night's sleep and this morning rising. God, we just thank you for just seeing a brand new day that we've never seen before. God, we thank you for your love, your kindness, and your mercy, God. God, we thank you for your love, your kindness, your touch of healing, and we thank you for just giving us an understanding of your word. God, I pray that you look on your people everywhere, God. Pray that you look in the hospitals for those that are on their beds of affliction, even in the home. Now, God, I pray that you will touch your healing virtue, God, and let it bring healing in the body in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch the minds of your people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Help them, God, to be able to walk in your will, God. God, we just thank you right now, God. Ask that you bless your word on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that it might be a blessing, God, that it will help us in our spiritual strength in this year, God. God, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Do thank and praise God for today, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it again. And you're tuning in to Sunday School in You. Our subject today is fear and reverence. Fear and reverence. And I thank for everyone that has listening in and tuned in on our weekly Sunday School in You. As I have stated, this is an additional session that I'm teaching about spiritual strength for the year 2024. It might not be your exact Sunday school lesson that you're studying per week, but this is a session that I'm just adding as an additional tool to help us in our spiritual growth, spiritual growth this year. Oh, I just thank God for just this day. Praise God. It's been a rough week for me. Health hasn't been the best, but I'm praising and magnifying God for his deliverance. Thanking God for this lesson again. It is called Fear and Reverence and Our Spiritual Strength for the Year 2024. Our scriptures today are coming from Psalm 99, verses 1 through 9, Exodus, the 25th chapter, verses 10 through 22, and Exodus, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 and 6. Basically, we're talking about fear and reverence. And just to clarify a little bit, when we talk about fear, we're talking about fear and reverence to God, not fear and reverence to something that could be dangerous to us. We fear the Lord to know that God sees and knows all, and we reverence him because we know who he is in our lives. It's not because we're fearing, because we're looking for the wrath of God, but we're fearing to know that all our help come from the Lord, and it is him that lives and moves and have his being in us. And we are looking to him and fearing and knowing that he wants the best for us. Even as a mother for her child, wanting the best for them, and it's in respect of reverence and knowing that, you know, who God is. He's the only powerful and the soberest God there is. Amen. Praise God. And we're talking about reverence to the Holy God. The God, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Supreme God. in Psalms verses 99 and verse 1 through 3 says, "The Lord reigns, let the people tremble. He sits between the cherubims and let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion. He is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy." God is holy. God to be praised. Amen. Praise God because of his greatness. He sits high, but he looks low. Amen. Praise God. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he's not that high up that he cannot reach down and look upon us and fix our situations or whatever's going on in our lives. So we have to be able to recognize and reverence him. You know, sometimes there are people that sit so high in titles and positions that they look down on those that are lower class people. Amen, praise God, because they think they're so high and mighty and they're untouchable. And God is not like that. God, he sits high, but he looks low. Amen, praise God. Anytime that he can reach down and look upon little old me, praise God, and my imperfectness, I'm not perfect at all, praise God. But if he can look down and see the things that is not pleasing and be able to wipe me up and clean me up and put me on the right path, he's an awesome God. Amen, praise God. And you don't find too many people that are in positions and power that will reach out to those that are poor. But those that do, we praise and magnify God for that. Amen, praise God, because it is the God that's in them, praise God, that reaches in to those that are in need. Amen. Because we reverence the holy God. He's a holy God. He's not just a God. Like some people reverence their cars as gods. They reverence their jobs as gods and materialistic things as God. But this is a holy God. An awesome God, a loving God, and we reverence him and knowing that it's him that lives and moves and have his being in us. I'm going to read Exodus, the 25th chapter, verses 10 through 22. "And thou shalt make an ark of shittim wood, and 2 cubes of and a half shall be the length thereof, and the cubes and a half that breatheth thereof, and the cube and a half height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold within, and without shall thou overlay it. And it shall make upon a crown of gold around about it. And thou shalt cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put it in the 4 corners thereof. And 2 rings shall be on one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side. And thou shalt make staves of shittim wood and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put stavers into the rings by the side of the ark, and the ark may be bored with them. And thou shalt be in the ring of the ark, and thou shalt be taken from it. And thou shalt put into the ark the testimony which shall I give thee. And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2 cubits and a half, and shall be the length thereof, and a cubit and a half breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold, and beat wood shall thou make them in the 2 ends of the mercy seat, and make 1 cherub on 1 end, and the other cherub on the other end. Even the mercy seat shall make the cherub of the 2 ends thereof. And the servants shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their face shall look at one another toward the mercy seat, shall the face of the servant be. and it shall put the mercy seat above upon the ark, and in the ark I shall put the testimony that I shall give thee, and there I meet with thee, and I will commune with thee on above the mercy seat. So between the two cherubims which are upon the ark of the testament, and all things which I will give thee in commandments unto the children of Israel. And that was Exodus, the 25th chapter, verses 10 through 22. So God is a merciful God, and he, like I say, he sits high, but he looks low, and I'm praising and magnifying God for that. We're also talking about God is greater than all others. As I said, we have people that are in power and position. Some people worship people, you know, and they look upon them as their leaders and everything. But God is above all those. He is the ultimate powerful God. He is the ultimate great source of our lives. Like I said in the beginning, it is in him that lives and moves and have his being in us. So we have to reverence him, and we have to fear and know that God in his power, he can do any and everything but fail. Amen. Praise God. And, you know, I just thank and praise God because God, he's great than any other. It's his strength that he gives us from day to day that gives us the mindset to knowing who he is and to know that above everything, God is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Some verses 3 through 6 says, 4 through 6 says, the king strengthens also loveth judgment. Thy doers establish quickly. Thy execute judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them, call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered. Amen. Praise God. That let us know that, you know, if we go to God, he will answer our prayers. Amen. Praise God. Like I say, he's not that high that he does not listen to us when we really are in need. Amen. Praise God. We can go to God in prayer in spirit, and we thank and praise him. Then we talked about also, we're going to talk about God deals with people. God goes through people and deals with people. He uses people as his vessels, amen, to bring forth things that he wants to go out. He said he speaks unto them in the clouds of pillars in verses 7 through 9 that keepeth his testimony and the ordinance that he gives them. Thy answer thy them, and the Lord thy was a God that forgave them, though they took vengeance on their infant. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy heels, for the Lord our God is holy. Amen. Praise God. So God speaks to people, amen, praise God, to execute things that he has given unto them. Amen. He has servants of the Lord, and it is our responsibility to draw unto him and to hear and to listen to what God has. Remember, we have to fear and reverence God because he is the God of God and the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We thank and praise God for this lesson on today. I pray that it has been a blessing to us and that the words will be able to be meditated in our hearts and to help us and strengthen us. Again, this is a spiritual strength lesson where we're going through the year 2024, and let us keep each other in prayer. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. and there's nothing you can do about it but get over it. God bless you, and see you until next week. Again, Sunday School in View, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Call in number is 515-602-9796. God bless.